What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We got some breaking news. Mike Tomlin is stepping down as the head coach of the Steelers.
That is what we said. We said that more likely he would leave than it would be for them to fire him. Now, maybe this was a situation where the Steelers said, "Hey, we would like you to resign," and he was like, "I appreciate that handshake. Good day."
Which do you think it was? Like, if you had to pick right now,
probably that.
Okay.
Probably they were like, "Look, we want to move in a different direction." And he said, it's fine by me. I'm kind of ready to move on too. I probably am about to have all these offers with TV." Again, last night, Kevin, I thought during his halftime interview, he was trying out for television. And he was fantastic.
All right. My next question then, do you think, and I know you just said it could have been like a tryout for television, do you think that's the direction that Mike Tomlin goes next year, takes a year off, or do you think he jumps into the coaching cycle? Because now, doesn't that mean more than a quarter of the teams in the NFL, 9 of the 32 teams, have open coaching positions?
You remember the day that I told you, dude, 14 teams might get new coaches, and you were like, "That's laughable, Corey." And here we are. That's closer than I expected.
Like, I thought 7 would be a lot, and now it's 9. So I have one more question after that, if you'll indulge me. But that's my first question. Is I know it like just freaking happened, but you know what our business is. Do you think he goes to TV, takes a year off, or do you think he's like, "Yeah, I'll go coach the Ravens," or whatever?
So they did. The Ravens did just get done with their interview with Brian Flores. Yeah. And in my opinion, Kevin, if I just got done with my interview with Brian Flores, I'm also announcing that he's not leaving the building and he's staying here.
Okay. Like
that's how I would not have let him left.
Okay.
And so, but I don't think he would go to the Ravens. I feel like he probably wouldn't go to the Ravens. I think the best road for him would be to take the year off, take a breath, reinvent some things, rethink, recalibrate, and then dive back in on a team that has a quarterback in place and is ready to go. Quite honestly, the Giants would be a great place for him. I'd hate to see that, but the Giants with Jackson Dart and the building blocks that they need discipline, they need structure. He's got the things that I think that could build in that area and a young quarterback to go along with it.
I see people saying the Cowboys should pick him up. He's going to be a head coach or nothing.
Yeah, and you have a head coach right now that the Cowboys love.
But
the Cowboys love Shoddy.
Hey, going back to my pay the coach all the money, would I love for you to give Brian Flores $12 million to be your DC, give Mike Tomlin $15 million to be your defensive backs coach? Hell yeah! Let's spend all the money. Write that check, Jerry Jones. I bet you could convince Mike Tomlin, be like, "Oh man, you don't have to deal with the media and everything like that. I get all the money?" Sure. But I don't envision a real scenario in which that happens.
How funny would that be if Harbaugh went to Pittsburgh and Tomlin went to the Ravens?
That's advantage.
It'd be fun.
Don't you kind
of... The team with the quarterback has the advantage.
And that's the thing. I want to see Mike Tomlin with a competent quarterback. I really do. It's been so many years since he's had one, going back to, like, even the last couple of years of Big Ben were kind of embarrassing. But, like, I want to see him with a competent quarterback. I'm not saying that he's going to go be the Ravens coach, but I would love to see that.
Yeah, understanding that this dude knows how to build a team. He's been part of that plenty of times, except for the quarterback. He is the inventor of new receivers. You ever notice that? They're like, "Hey, bring one in, bring one in, bring one in." Now, this year they went and got DK Metcalf, and then he disappeared in the playoffs because that's what DK Metcalf does. He disappears in games. But for the most part, every year it seemed like Tomlin was rolling out a new set of receivers for a couple years, and then he would say, "All right, we've moved on from that guy for whatever reason," and then they'd just find another one and be just fine. So I think that, I think he's going to be just fine in whatever he decides to do, but my approach to it at this point, because I've been with one team for so long, and now I gotta go out there. That team knows exactly what I'm preaching. if I'm going to get on TV for a little bit, I can start telling the entire community what I'm preaching and what I expect and what I want. And then those players have that respect for me already from my time. And now whenever I take a team over, they've heard me talking about these things too, because they watch ESPN. They listen. They know what's going on there.
All right. Can I ask you another question? And maybe we can do level of concern in just a few minutes, or maybe in the next segment.
I have two clips of audio I'll play. It'll be fun.
Okay. Do you think, and I know this is just the way the game is, and this is the way the pressure of the business is, but 9 open spots now for 32 jobs. Has the pendulum swung too far the other way? I know Tomlin's not a good example because he's been with Pittsburgh forever. Same with Harbaugh. But like, has the pendulum swung too far the other way in terms of the triggers being pulled too quickly to get rid of some of these coaches? Again, I realize Tomlin and Harbaugh are a little bit different, but there's a lot of coaches already on this list that weren't there for very long.
All right. Aaron Rodgers was asked last night about his coach, right? And Aaron Rodgers said, this league has changed a lot in my 21 years. When you hear conversations about Mike Tomlin and Matt LaFleur's of the world, when I first got in the league, there wouldn't be conversation about whether those guys were on the hot seat. But the way the league is covered now, I'll get to that in a second, the way that there's snap decisions, validity given to Twitter experts and all the experts on TV now who make it seem like they know what the hell they're talking about, to me, that's an absolute joke. Dave Hellman said Andy Reid and Lovie Smith got fired by organizations that they took to the Super Bowl when Aaron was in his prime of his career. The noise might be louder now, but this just isn't true. I think the noise being louder is the reason there's more pressure on GMs and owners to go ahead and make moves. Because back then, there was a time when the newspaper was the only noise.
Yeah.
Talk radio wasn't as big as it is now. Podcasts weren't as... There's more influence from social media and media in general than there ever has been. But there's also more pressure for those guys to make the decisions to go ahead and move forward.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Forward with something like that. And Kevin, that being said, when you're not doing well, you should make a move, right?
Yeah.
You can't just make a move to make a move's sake. You have to make a move with a good plan.
Actually, I don't know if I always agree with that. I think sometimes, not a lot, but every now and again, I do think you just need to make a move for a move's sake. I don't believe that's the case in Tomlin, but I think sometimes you're like, this is so freaking bad. You're like, well, what are you going to do better? You're like, I don't know yet, but this can't continue. Now, I think that's a minority. That's a small percentage of the time. But also, the other thing that's tricky about what Aaron Rodgers said, or what my question, is not all of these people were fired for the same reason. Like, take the last two. Tomlin and Harbaugh. Coaches that have won a Super Bowl with the organization that they're currently with as the head coach, but they've been there a really long time and things have cycled back around to where it felt like they just couldn't get them over the hump. And then you have teams like Arizona, where you're like, we just feel like we're stuck in the middle of nothing. Same thing with Cleveland. And you're like, we got to do something because this ain't working. And then you have a team like the Raiders, who they were like, all right, Pete Carroll, you got 1 year. We thought maybe we could catch lightning in a bottle like you have with so many of your other teams. But now you're out. So that's one thing, is not all of these firings are the same. A lot of them were made for pretty radically different reasons. For Miami Dolphins, might have been because Mike McDaniel doesn't dress or talk the right way.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Damon Amendolora, who we've made good friends with over the years.
And who loves the segment, Should I Eat It?
Chuck Knoll and Bill Cowher never coached another game after leaving the Steelers. Knoll was 59, Cowher 49. I think Mike Tomlin, 53, could do the same. Good take. I mean, that's a very valid take. You're in Pittsburgh. That place is tough. Like, you know it's a tough place. Maybe he is like, 19 years was awesome. I got everything I need.
Sure.
I feel pretty confident. I'm leaving having never had a losing season. This is, all these things are positive. I can retire pretty happy, maybe be a Hall of Fame coach. Do you, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking that too. Do you think Harbaugh's more likely? Or maybe that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah, it is an interesting conversation for that.
How desirable is the Steelers' job from a safety, a job security standpoint? Because they don't do this very much. And I realize Mike Tomlin stepped down. Maybe he stepped down, or maybe that was the polite way to let him walk out the door. Either way, the point is they don't really switch head coaches very often.
As far as job security goes, that seems like a very positive place to be.
For sure.
How decisions are made, I don't know. Tomlin never really did beat down his GMs or ownership. Never. He carried the flag pretty good for them. And that seems to be one of the things. If you're a good leader for this organization, you're going to do these things, right? So I don't like it, you ask how desirable for job security. But I always want to know, what is it like in there? And if I ask for something, can I get it? Or if I ask for something, do I have to deal with, well, you know, we got to deal with this and this and this? Or are they like, yeah, let's go make that happen so you can win? And it doesn't seem like they, I mean, maybe he did. He signed off on everything from there. Oh, man, could you see who? Their names, Robert Saleh. Right.
Yeah.
Jason Garrett's name got thrown in the world, dude.
It feels like Jason Garrett would love coaching at Pittsburgh. He's the epitome of trust the process, even if it takes 15 years. Think about how crazy that is. I was just looking at this. Chuck Knoll, like he brought up from Amendola, he didn't coach anywhere else after he left the Steelers. Bill Cowher, same thing. If Mike Tomlin were to take another job, that means the Steelers would be on their fourth coach in the last 56 years, and Mike Tomlin would be the first Steelers former head coach in 56 years to coach with another team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is, so it's the safest job maybe in all of sports, right? Like right now, this has been the most stable job in all of sports, being the Steelers head coach. And now Mike Tomlin, he's out or stepped down. The information that we have.
Jordan Schultz does say, Kevin, Mike Tomlin, in all caps, was not fired.
Okay.
He's voluntarily leaving the organization.
Okay. And that's what I was curious about.
So the Steelers will retain his rights.
So if he goes...
He would be in high demand should he still want to coach, even if he takes a year off, this scenario in which Pittsburgh could trade him down the road like Sean Payton.
Okay, well, that is interesting, and that's a savvy move by the Steelers. Or maybe Mike Tomlin said, hey, I just want to go do TV, and they were like, hey, in case you decide to do something else, though, we're going to hold on to your rights, and I'm sure he's fine with that. I'm sure he views himself as like part of the fabric of the Steelers.
Yeah.
And why should he not?
Yeah.
Then my side question.
Hey, can you go ahead and do that? But at the end, can you recap all the stuff that's happened today?
Yes, absolutely. Is that a desirable job to you?
Yes.
Okay. Aside
from the cold.
Yeah. Okay. And putting aside every NFL job is probably viable
to
a certain extent.
Stinks.
Okay.
But Pittsburgh would be a desirable job for sure.
All right. So on a day where Greg Roman, the OC for the Chargers and their offensive line coach, did in fact get fired, Nolan Arenado got traded to the Diamondbacks. Anthony Davis is probably going to need surgery, but he might still be traded to a contender unless you go to Anthony Davis and he says, not so fast, my friends, but didn't give an exact specification of which part he had a beef with. And now Mike Tomlin has stepped down. There are so many things happening, and that's fair. The safest job is Cowboys general manager. All right.
And that's why you're here on 105.3 The Fan.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.